This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, November 3rd. God's word for you today is, get wisdom. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. And it says, be friends with those who are wise, and you will become wise. Choose fools to be your friends, and you will have trouble. The New Living Translation of Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 reads, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. The Message reads, become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. Count five of your closest friends and examine their lives. What saving culture do they have? Are they always going from breakthrough to breakthrough? Are they always trusting God for a miracle, moving from one miracle to another miracle? Or do they have the capacity to retain wealth? That should give you an idea of your saving culture. Remember, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. One question you need to ask yourself before you make a purchase, whatever the purchase is. You may have the money to buy, but before you buy it, pause and ask this question. How will you feel 1 year from now if you buy that thing versus if you save the money? And if the money is enough to invest, how will you feel 1 year from now if you buy that thing versus if you invest the money? Just 1 year from now, I am not even talking about 3 years or 5 years, just 1 year from now, how would you feel if you had saved that money versus if you had used that money? This question helps me. For me, most times, the appetite evaporates. Why? I know I will feel better in 1 year if I save or invest the money. On a few occasions, I know it will be better for me to buy the thing, but most times, I know I will feel better in 1 year if I save or invest the money. This means most of the things we buy, we can actually do without and instead save the money. It is not just to do without and deprive yourself for nothing, but save the money so that you will derive joy in the fact that you are accumulating wealth. That is what God's word says to you. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 11 says, money that comes easily disappears quickly, but money that is gathered little by little will grow. Again, we see in scriptures that the amount is irrelevant. It can be little by little. I heard of two men. One earns little, but was able to save a whole lot by the end of the year, and the other man who earns almost 10 times what the first earns, but at the end of the year, he was in debt. So, the problem with your finances is not the volume of finances flowing to you. It is the quality of your discipline with your existing inflow. In fact, when God sees that you are following these principles, he opens more doors for you, and it brings you into more wealth. Let us pray. Father, please help me to walk in wisdom, to be deliberate about saving and investing for the future, and not spending everything I get. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.